two, three. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rants Live. I had to kill a mosquito there. It's that time of year. Anyway, what didn't happen this week? We had that fucking submarine. You know what? I'm going to be honest about that fucking submarine.
It was dumbass.
Why? You know what? Oh, we got a simp for these millionaires. Okay, look, a 19-year-old kid died. I understand. I understand, yeah.
Oh, only a 19-year-old?
Well, no, I mean, the millionaire, the billionaires died, but a 19-year-old boy also died that was on there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, I'm upset about the 19-year-old. Okay, fine. But look, I'm not upset about the billionaires who were told three fucking times, hey, you can die. Not once, not twice, but three fucking times. Hey, you can die. If somebody told you, you know, once, hey, you might die.
Well,
I mean that's
that
once.
Can be
but
said for several things that would be worth doing.
Yeah,
but
this, three times. Three
I don't even
times
know if
it was in the
that
contract.
You might. It was that
you
will.
Yeah. Three times in that contract.
Don't do it. It has a low rating on that submarine. And if you got to use a game controller to operate a submarine,
that's
good
really,
chance you don't need to fuck with it.
Really fucking sus. And again, the sub had over 1,000 negative reviews on Amazon. I mean, God, I get it. You're a billionaire, but that doesn't mean you don't... I mean, wouldn't reading reviews be, you know, something that you do? I don't know how they made their money. I don't know if they made their money in marketing or what they made their money in. Obviously not marketing because they didn't bother to read any fucking reviews. If they're not looking at what other people have to say about the product, well, I mean, I can't help you. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. But it sucks, okay? The sub imploded. I mean, they didn't feel anything, obviously. But, yeah, it's, I mean, they say, oh, it's sad. But again, you know what? It's a Darwin Award. It's literally eligible for a Darwin Award.
Yeah.
It probably won't win the award because of people's sympathy towards billionaires for some reason. They talk about how much they hate Mark Zuckerberg. And yeah, there's a lot of people calling for sympathy on the internet. Talking about how we've lost our humanity and...
People don't know what to stand for on that because I guarantee you if you're like, oh, I really like Trump's speech tonight. I hope you fucking burn in hell.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, we should feel bad for these people that did a dumb decision that they were told not to do.
And Mark Zuckerberg, you know, of course, you know, people don't like him and people don't like Elon Musk and people don't like a lot of others, Jeff Bezos. A lot of people don't like these billionaires. But when we have billionaires die... Oh, it's so sad. Dude, those people don't give a fuck about you. Like, literally, they do not give a fuck about you. I'm not even trying to say it, like, as a bad... I mean, I know that we have some people that are fairly wealthy that watch us, and, no, we're not even talking about that. We're not even talking about the self-made guys that work their asses off. We're talking about, like, these... A lot of these billionaires, these men with so much money... They don't care about you because they're focused on other things. So, if you died, they wouldn't give a shit. Like, they wouldn't even notice you're dead. The people are like, oh no, this billionaire died. They don't fucking care. Like, literally. I mean, they went to explore the ruins of the Titanic, alright? That was their whole idea. And a woman has come out that her grandfather, you know, died in the Titanic. She says... We need to leave the Titanic ruins alone because she considers it kind of like a graveyard. She says that the dead need to be at rest. They need to be at peace and keep going there constantly kind of is disrespectful.
Maybe they have found skeletal remains or anything.
Well, I'm saying that they consider it a graveyard because of the people that have all died there, that died in the Titanic.
They probably need to do the next several square miles as a graveyard if they're going to do that.
Well, that's what
bodies got scattered. I'm
yeah,
sure.
But she means
same
the
wreckage.
Ruins of the Titanic. She considers that whole thing, and I understand what she's saying. She says that people just need to
see the Aztec. Cities and stuff because those were
well the thing is there's been so many rich people that have been spending all this money to go see the fucking Titanic and she's like you know maybe the dead or maybe my grandfather should be at rest. And they need to stop, you know, going to his grave. I mean, you can say what you want about that, but I kind of understand where she's coming from.
I mean, that's how you feel. That's fine, but the ocean is still the ocean.
It's I guess.
There is not. That's why it's international.
International waters.
Yes. Do whatever the hell you want, as long as you ain't just killing people right and left. They might get you for that one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's the Seaside Killer. International waters. Oh.
Does it make you a pirate murderer?
Arr.
It wasn't just a murderer. He was a pirate.
No. Girl, what are you going to do to me? Arr. It's kind of like The Count, except more adult themed.
But.
Rape one, rape two. Ah!
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's just shitty all the way around. I think the sub jokes were hilarious. The George Floyd ones had me laughing.
Tell me a couple of those. I need a good laugh.
No, they're memes.
I don't give a shit.
No, they're memes.
Yeah, read them, buddy.
I can't read. They're pictures.
Yeah, shut up. A picture of George Floyd
on the sub,
face on the front of the sub.
On the front of the sub.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You can't breathe.
Okay, okay. Yeah, and then there's the ones with basically that. I think it's the sub, and it's on the casting couch. It's on the fucking casting couch, yeah. And there's all these orca whales around it. And, oh, yeah, there's some really, really, really funny ones.
This semen.
They even did a Soy Jack one, which surprised me. And, of course, the Soy Jack one says it shows basically them panicking in a sub that's filling up with shit and piss. But a lot of people were saying, no, that's not the case because they had a toilet in there. So, I don't know. But all I know is that it's a crazy fucking situation. We had half the world out there looking for these billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
And then we found out that one of the sons is a simp. And he basically found this trap. She wasn't a trap. Well, she was. She's a thirst trap. That's what she is. She's a thirst trap. She showed her booty, and it basically said, and it's probably not even her. It's probably some press people that fucking, you know, put that shit on her Instagram page. It says, "Can I sit on you?" And he shares her picture on Instagram and says, "Yeah, please." And then all of a sudden, people start looking at him and noticing, hey, you're the kid that vanished in the, you're the kid whose father is down there in the sub. You should be focusing on your father instead of fucking with thirst traps.
What can he do about that? He is not a...
Cardi B got on to him.
Cardi B.
And, well, he trashed her.
5-year-old singing wet ass.
Yeah,
pussy.
I know.
I think she has no room to say shit.
Yeah, and he trashed her. He said that she was looking for clout because her career was going to shit.
I don't want to eat the Cardi B meal or Megan Stallion meal. It tastes like used up pussy.
Nah.
Oh,
there you go.
There I go.
There's your new...
Well, I don't have a gun, ain't.
Holy shit, you don't have a gun.
Yeah. That's what I get for pausing and looking around.
You better find a gun. Dude, you can't even use a gun. You're still...
Cuffed.
You're still handcuffed. He's playing a game called Trepang 2, which is the spiritual successor to Fear. And it's supposed to be bullets everywhere, you know, gore and killing and shooting and doing all kinds of damage to enemies, you know, just fucking people up. But unfortunately, he hasn't been able to find a gun yet. So maybe you should look for one.
I'm looking, bud.
So, yeah. That fucking... Like, I didn't really know about, to be honest, guys, I didn't really know about the sub until, like, later on. It was almost to the point where they were at their very last hours of oxygen before I found out, what the fuck is this sub? Because I saw all these people talking about it and posting it. And when someone said, I see people posting the sub memes, I was about to post Jared. I was like, are you talking about, like, a Subway sandwich? Or are you talking about... You know, what the fuck are you talking about here? And I was like, oh, there's a submarine and these fucking billionaires. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I was, Jesus, it's crazy.
No, I did. I just kind of heard of it in passing, not really.
So, basically, they keep making a joke that now James Cameron is going to do the Titanic 2. And by the way, James Cameron skill checked them. He literally said, I've been down to the Titanic over 100 times, and this is what they did wrong. And he skill checked them, like, hardcore.
I hate to tell you, James Cameron had professionals with him. That's the difference.
Well, you know what the difference between James Cameron and these guys is? Not much. They could have hired professionals.
I mean,
and by the way,
he could have died just as easy if he tried to do it on his own.
They had the world's leading expert on the Titanic with them. So yeah. Now he's the... So now whoever was the second world's leading expert in the Titanic
like,
is now...
Yes!
It's like,
I'm
now I'm the world's leading expert.
Because there is no... Let's ask the second...
World's leading. Like, now I'm the first. And so it's so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know what? No, I don't have any fucking sympathy for these billionaires because they did dumb shit.
The world's leading sub-engineer.
Yeah. They shouldn't have. I mean, it was a $250,000 piece of shit they bought from Amazon.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get a good sub for that.
My God, why would you buy a sub from Amazon? You've got $1 billion, and you've got billions of dollars, and you fucking go buy a sub at Amazon, like
even,
a ghetto sub. Like it's literally a fucking
a sub on there. That sounds.
It's literally a fucking ghetto sub. Like when they. When they turn on the radio, it was fucking nothing but Tupac and Biggie and everything else playing in there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Hey. So they wanted to say Thug Heaven while they were going
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine in 10 minutes we'll all be sipping Cristal with...
They still have fucking Puff Daddy on there. Before he even changed his name, just straight up regular old Puff Daddy. And Snoop Dogg. Remember Snoop Lion? Oh, that was the dumbest shit.
That didn't last long.
Oh my God. It's like, I'm reggae now. You're reggae for like a year, bro, and then you're going to be back to Snoop Dogg again. Oh, man.
Yes.
So, that just... Wow. I mean, that's one thing. What's the other thing? Well, now Zuck and fucking Musk are getting into it. I talked about them earlier. But now we got billionaires wanting to fight each other in a fucking cage match. And first it was like, okay, I'll challenge you. And then, well, no, first it was Musk that said he wanted to fight Zuck. And Zuck's like, location. And you know what's funny about the way Zuck said it? He said, send location now. Like, that's literally what he said. He didn't say it like a normal person would say it. He said it like a robot.
Send location
now. It's like, I swear that he's like, dude, Musk is going to fight Zuckerberg. And he's like going to punch him in the right spot. And there's going to be like a fucking exoskeleton.
Oh.
And he's going to be like, no, I didn't want anybody to know.
Musk is going to use Tesla Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
To
hack his code. Dude, I didn't realize that Celebrity Deathmatch was going to come back in live action.
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is great.
Well, they actually have new episodes on that Paramount.
Let it happen.
Yeah, dude, we need to let this happen. And after this fight, dude, first of all, I want this fight to do well. Like, I really want this fight to do well because I want more fucking celebrity matches. Like, we need to have a real-life celebrity death match. That's something that I always thought might happen in my lifetime. I was a big fan of The Running Man. And I'm like, please, can we have this shit? So, oh, yeah. So, who else do you think needs to get in the fucking ring?
Biden?
And Trump? Oh,
no,
man.
I don't even care to see it fight. Because, you know, him versus anyone, that person's going to win.
Right.
It could be... Fucking him and what Delaney, whatever trans lady person he she is. I mean, she would have a good chance of winning. She
would
win her right to be called she. I was like, well, that deserves a reward. We'll call you she, but no one's gonna want to fuck you still.
I would like to see Alex Jones go up against somebody.
Alex, Biden, he'd kill him. Then he'd stand over his cold, dead body like, "You're turning the frogs gay!" And yeah, and that would be it.
But, oh, who's that guy from the Young Turks that he hates?
I'm not really sure.
I don't know. Well, you know, there's talk about him going to Crowder's new platform.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, they're that would change
to get
a lot.
Enough people on a Mug Club for to hire him full time.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh yeah, that'd
be good. Yeah, bringing Alex Jones over. I think it's about time that he find. I don't know. Well, he's still got InfoWars, and InfoWars really isn't. I mean.
Oh yeah, but you also got to think they're trying to take the money from him that he's using to pay his staff and all that.
Yeah, I
they're
get it.
They're trying to end him. Well, they
can't. Oh, you got a gun.
Yeah.
That door is locked, sir.
Oh. You know, what's his name? The Quartering was supposed to fight Rich from ViewTech USA, right?
Oh, wow.
But Rich backed out?
Oh.
Because Sam Hyde was involved, and then he's like, "No, I'll back it out."
Oh, man. That's crazy.
But Sam saw that coming. But, you know, he had Quartering training.
Yeah. I want to see Destiny go up against somebody. That would be great. Yeah, that would be good to see, because Destiny's been fighting all these guys in the Manosphere. Like, if you say fit and fresh, fresh and fit, one of those guys is a fucking former Department of Homeland Security agent. He'd fucking break Destiny's neck, more or less, because they know how to do that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be over.
Well, he won't fight them because, all right, Destiny, I'll be real. Destiny and the Manosphere, like, they leech off of each other.
I know.
It's a parasocial relationship at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is. I've noticed that. They need each other. Just like these shows need the women to keep going. The women to say bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were talking about, "Hey, ladies, do you think are you the prize, or is the man the prize?" Well, I'm the prize. What about you, lady? I'm the prize. I'm the prize.
They're going to do it
by
instinct.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and they say, "Well, what does that make the man? The wallet?" And she's like, "Well, yeah." And he's like, "Yeah, it's definitely the wallet."
Oh, then why would they like, date you if they got their own wallet?
I mean, well, no, that's what they're saying. The man is the wallet. They said, "Well, I'm the prize. The man is the wallet." Basically, they're saying the man has to pay for the prize. And I'm like, holy shit. Well, that's what these
tell you. In a few more months, the man that can chop firewood and kill wild game to cook is going to be the prize. And then the woman's like,
"Yeah.
How many times do I have to suck your dick for some food?" And they're like, "Well, you know, it is protein." So.
I mean, it's getting, it's getting kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And, it's, well, I mean, maybe it's orchestrated this way. Maybe they're supposed to make the girls so damn empowered that when the shit comes down, they're like, they come down, it's like not even it's not even falling off the stairs. It's literally being pushed down the stairs.
Well,
it's like you're going
so
boom, 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 boom.
War's coming. Don't worry, guys. Y'all stand back. We got this on the course.
And the first one that gets their head blown off. Oh, no.
The first one, it's going to be like a fucking kill circle.
Yeah.
They're just going to wipe them out. Like, "Ooh, this was not thought out. Ooh, we forgot our nature.
This was tougher than OnlyFans."
Oh. I forgot. We're weak.
This is tougher than OnlyFans was, that's for
emotionally,
sure.
Emotionally, they're crazy bitches. But, I like them.
Yeah.
Their own reasons.
Well, I mean, there's a real problem. I mean, yes, I knew simping was always a thing, but the problem is, OnlyFans, you know, I thought, honestly, maybe this is my naivete, but I thought that OnlyFans was going to eventually peter out. Like, I thought there was going to be a moment of saturation where people are like, "Okay, you can't really make a lot of money on here," and it was just going to peter out and not be a thing. However, I keep seeing articles about women that are making money, and it's not just OnlyFans anymore. OnlyFans is an extension of Instagram and TikTok and all these other sites. So, basically, they're using all this shit in tandem. So, I found this because I was looking at a link tree to basically, because they were like, okay, if you do click on this person, here's what you get. You basically shows you all their things. Because I was looking at the girl that the billionaire's son was looking at, and I was like, okay, is that even really a woman? Because another woman had commented, that might not even be a real woman. That kind of looks like it might be a man. So I looked at a bunch of pictures, you know, because I usually type in, like, leaked OnlyFans or nudes or something to see if there's anything on Google or anything that comes up. So I can verify that, I mean, obviously you see a vagina, you know, for a fact. But, oddly enough, I noticed a lot of the pictures of her were covered up. That's really a telltale sign that it might be a dude, because I've noticed that there's a cosplayer from Japan that does that. And basically, it's a very feminine-looking man that pulls off extremely feminine cos. I couldn't even tell. Like, I literally could not tell. And, of course, enhance the bust and enhance the, you know, the booty and everything else, so it's really hard to tell. And you can't even see, like, an Adam's apple. You don't see big hands. You don't see, you know, anything that you would kind of expect to be able to tell it's a woman, a man. And I was kind of looking at this other girl, and I'm like, well, it's hard for me to tell, too, but I don't see anybody saying that it's a man. So, again, what I was doing is I was just like, well, let me click on and see if maybe there's one picture or something that'll tell me. And immediately, the minute I click, I get a whole page of Linktree, and it's showing it's the fucking Patreon, it's the goddamn Twitch, it's the Instagram, it's the OnlyFans, it's the TikTok. It's like, people are literally billboards now. Like, you know what we do now? We used to sell products, and I'm not saying we don't, but we've extended selling products to selling people. We literally sell people. It's not slavery, but it's, you know, it's similar. It's like, oh, you're buying my body. You're buying pictures of my body. You're buying videos of my body. You're paying for me to speak to you. It's like, we're literally selling parts of a human being off, or parts of the human experience off, to the highest bidder. Obviously, people with enough money get the best rewards. They get the biggest perks. You know, I mean, I was like, ooh, that's kind of bad in the long run, I think.
Well, people are, the only reward they're getting is staring at nude women. Well,
talking to.
Well, fake talking to. Some of them
use a lot of text, yeah.
ChatGPT.
Yeah, they're doing that. You're right.
You know, honestly, if I'm not talking to someone in person,
yeah, it's ridiculous. But the problem is, you've got so many guys that are perfectly fine with this. I mean, there's literally a lot of guys that are like, it's fine.
That's all they know. That's like,
yeah, you're right. But you know what the bad thing about it is? It becomes the norm. Because if it's all they know, then think about all the people like us that grew up with, you know, regular face-to-face conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that's all fucking gone.
Well, that's
like,
all kind of dying
Yeah,
out.
It's dying
and
out.
I'd long for it because I still remember, enjoy, I still do it when I
Yeah.
But a lot of it's just with friends and all that. Really, where we're at, the women I usually talk to are in the next town over or somewhere like
Right.
that. So I had to be off work, which we're never off work almost.
Right, yeah, that's another thing. People are working all the time, so they don't really have the time to spend with each other like they used to. Again, things are just going to go more digital. I've talked about this. I'm to the point where I'm saying embrace it. I mean, and the reason why I'm saying embrace it is because if you didn't grow up with that kind of technology, you're not, I mean, if you didn't grow up, no, sorry. If you didn't grow up with what we're talking about, the face-to-face, then you might as well deal with what you are going to get, because that's going to be the future. Like, there's not going to be a point in time where we switch back. And as a matter of fact, it's going to just get better for you. And the reason why I say that is because, of course, you'll have the AI and you'll have the waifu and whatever else that guys have. And it works for them. And a lot of guys, you know, they, like, older guys have been through the marriage ringer. They've been through the whole bullshit, you know, divorce, all that. They don't want to deal with another woman. They're done with it. And Marriage is really hard now, especially because of phones. I actually talked to a guy who's married, 23. Him and his wife, they had to get together and develop a plan that they could continue to communicate with each other. And they said, we have movie nights. And basically what we do is we go and we order food. We sit at the table. We talk to each other. The phones have to go off. My phone goes off. Her phone goes off. We put them away. It's old school, but we do it. We put the phones away. We don't touch them the whole night. We eat. You know, we talk. We find out, you know, how each other's day is, all that stuff. And then we get together and we watch a movie. And we have a good time, you know. And that's really kind of how it should be. Because the problem is there's so many people that are married to their phones, not to the person they're with.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm... So yesterday I was on a date.
Okay.
And, like, the whole time, like, I didn't check my phone.
Yeah.
At all. Because I'm engaged with that person.
Right.
I'm sitting there telling jokes, being me. Bro, I was on my A game yesterday.
Cool.
She said something about, like, you guys see my comic collection. She's like, don't you think somebody will find you, like, misogynistic? And I said, girl, I love massages. Of course I'm misogynistic.
I'll take
and she lost it. All my good jokes were like that because I'm not sitting there dividing my attention between my phone and what I'm doing. I'm kind of laying back and just being me. And even when I'm with my family, I hate it, like, when the women in my family, I'm talking to them, and they pick up their phone, and they're like, I'm listening. It's like, bitch, no, you're not.
No.
I might be having a serious problem here. I need your undivided attention.
You know, and not to be a dick when you're talking to, but I'll straight up say, well, I can wait. I can wait a second. You didn't want to hear it. I do want to hear it. Well, you're on the phone. I like...
Oh, yeah.
Not to be, and really being assertive like that, even if they're worth your time, they'll find that attractive anyway. Like, you aren't gonna settle for someone that think, you know, gives you less than their 100%.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's much to ask for, especially dating. Like, definitely first date. If she's pulling her phone out, I'm like, she'll be lucky if there's even a close to a second date. I don't put up with it. Like, the time to show up. You need to also make the time to show up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. The only time I answered, well, I was in my car. So I answered the phone and it was on Bluetooth. And it was my buddy Joe. I was like, hey, Joe, I'm out right now, but I'll give you a call back later. Everything good, brother? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And just hung up. Like, so she could hear the whole conversation. It's not like, and we didn't say anything. That was the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, but, you know, people are texting her, and they're like, she's answering a whole bunch of things, and I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, one thing, like you said, you're on a date, I'm talking to this girl and stuff, and a lot of people are like, oh, I thought we were all MGTOW, but see, the thing is, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to say, oh, it was just a phase, but what I'm saying is, I think that, you know, we learned a lot of the red pill knowledge. We know what the fuck we're supposed to do and all that thing. And now, you know, yeah, some of us kind of want to date again. And it's not like, you know, TFM always kind of made, oh, you're going back to the plantation. You're all going back to the plantation. It's like, no. See, here's the thing that I think. I think a man only goes to the plantation when he assumes the role of a slave. If you're going to be a slave in the relationship, and you're going to... You know, the PUA guys, alpha dudes actually said this, and I disagreed with it, but now I actually kind of get it. Basically, if you're going to be a slave in the relationship, if you're going to let her wear the pants, if you're not going to be the man, then yeah, you are on the plantation. Now, I know there's a lot of guys that will say, well, she can do this, she can do that. Absolutely, she can do those things. But any man, like, men have to know when they've had enough. We have to know, what was it? Ear for Men. What's that guy's name? You know Ear for Men?
Ear for Men.
Ear for Men. Anyway, he said a man needs to know where his boundaries are, and he needs to set stern boundaries, strong boundaries. You need to say, hey, this don't go this far. This is too much. It's like, I'm going to let you push here, I'm going to let you push there. But you push here, I'm going to let you know it. And I don't care if there's some tears or whatever else, but we need to handle this like adults. That's just how it is. I say, look, I'm going to be reasonable with you. I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to do anything like that. But we need to have some reasonable boundaries. Because there's a lot of women that be like, well, we need an ultimatum. Oh, yeah, we do need an ultimatum. Let's go ahead and set up some boundaries right now. And I'm talking about, because this is a partnership. You know what the guy that told me about being married? He said, it's not easy. He said, it's work. It's constant work.
Yeah.
It's real. He says, it's not easy. It's difficult.
You don't just have that love face for ever. For. Matter of fact, once you really get into a relationship, you got to work to keep something going where you still want to fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, I guarantee.
Like,
and you're going to say, I mean, because you start to it's like living with roommates. Anybody that's ever lived with roommates, yeah. I don't care if they're your best friend in the world.
No.
I've lived with a bunch of roommates, and it takes a lot of work to continue to, you know, want to hang out with them as friends other than the people you see every day. It's like,
let it just work.
I mean, I'm saying it works sometimes, but I'm saying that there's other times where you might get tired of people's shit. Well, you're doing this, you're doing that, or they're doing this, or I'm doing this. You know, I mean, it's whatever. People might not like, oh, hey, can you turn that music down? I'm, you know, just stuff like that. And I was like, well, I really didn't want to. I'm jamming to this song. Yeah, but I'm trying to sleep or do this. And, you know, you have to really kind of work things out a little bit. And that same thing with your partner, because your partner's going to want to do things you don't want to do. And a lot of guys are like, I don't want to fucking watch that movie. It's like, you know, I mean, you have to kind of, you always have to have compromise. It's all about compromise. It's like, well, I want to get in the shower first. No, I want to get in the shower first. There's literally people that will fight over that. Well, and it's like, it takes you forever because you've got to do all this shit with your hair. You know, because, of course, hey, I mean, yeah,
well,
women.
I still have hair. No.
I mean, women spend a lot of time in there because they're doing all this other shit.
Yeah.
And a man, it's like, well, I just got to take this quick shower and brush my teeth. You know, and it's like, oh, well, yeah, you know, so. You have to kind of get a feeling for each other. It's like, well, are you going to be in the shower for an hour and a half when I got to be at work in 30 minutes? You know, that's the problem. Because she doesn't have a problem. She's got to be at work at 4. I got to be at work at 3. That's a bit of a difference because it's already 2:30. So she has time. I don't have time. That's the difference. A lot of guys don't really see that. They're like, oh, this woman I love so much. Yeah, okay, be in a relationship with her for a couple of months, you know, live together, and then let's see how long things last.
If you're the breadwinner, I'm sure she'll work around it so you can get your shower and be there on time so you don't lose your job and her paycheck.
Ideally. Ideally.
If she knows what's good for her.
If she knows what's good for her, yes. Ideally. Because we assume that, yes, a woman's going to do that.
Yeah, they are sometimes. I mean, I ain't saying all women because I know some really selfless women.
Yeah, I do too.
But, I mean, the general, the ones that have been raised within the last 20 years.
Yeah, they're done.
Definitely
well,
selfish.
The guy I was talking
that's
with.
That's how they were raised.
The guy I was talking with, he says, this is what happens when kids raise kids. He said, think about it. How many grandma and mamas and papa, like the old, he's talking about all the old folks. There ain't those anymore.
Well,
so all we got now is kids raising kids. They don't have any respect or responsibilities. So they're raising children with no respect or responsibilities because they have nothing to impart onto the fucking kids. It made a lot of sense. I'm like, you're right. He's like, this is why these girls are wanting this bullshit like a man has to be a certain height. You know what he told me? He told me, all right. Because, all right, so let me go ahead and start what I said. What I said to him is, I said, look, I know guys that have basically been divorced because they got fired, you know, unemployed. And he said, all right, he said, because he's married to kids. He's not married to a real woman. He's married to a little girl. He said, the difference is, when I got unemployed, when I lost my job, my wife started working. And she worked up and became a supervisor in 3 months. And then I went and while I was working to get himself another job, he's working to get himself another job. This guy I'm talking to, he's had a lot of hats. So he's done all kinds of different things. And the job he's doing right now is just the job he's doing right now. So it's one of those things where he said, you know, we understood each other. We understood that, hey, I'm no longer working. You need to, you know, find a job and kind of pick up the pace and continue this relationship because we've got kids and all that. So they did it. And she didn't go find her a better man or anything else like that. They worked it out. You know, she's 24 and he's 23, so they're still fairly young. So I'm not saying what could happen over the next couple of years, decades, you know. I'm not saying what could happen. But I'm saying right now, the situation between them is pretty good. So marriage can work. You know, I'm not here to just promote everybody getting married. Some people don't. Some people want to go on their path. I'm all about options. So if you want to do that, you can. But again, there's always consequences. All you guys watching my content now should know the consequences. Should know about divorce. Should know about alimony. Should know about all that other stuff. All the stuff you hear about from Hammerhand. All the stuff you hear about from Pop. All the stuff you heard from TFM. All the stuff you hear from Sandman. All the stuff you've heard about from every MGTOW guy since the fucking thing started is still true. I'm not here to tell you it's not true. But it's just like gambling. You know? Yeah. Anytime you take a risk, there is going to be some kind of, you know, there's always a bad, you know, there could always, something bad could happen, right? You take a risk when you go to work. Because you don't know if some idiot's going to come over and, you know, shoot it up. You don't know what's going to happen. It's happened. People went to the grocery store just buying regular groceries and a madman came out with a gun and killed a whole bunch of people. Those people were just buying groceries. They didn't even realize they were taking a risk, you know?
Well, that was quick.
That's the thing. That's literally the thing. You always take a risk. So if you're going to try marriage, I mean, I'm not 100% on that train. If I married somebody, it'd have to be after a, you know, I'd really have to know them.
Long enough time
yeah,
to get to know them.
Long enough time to get
if
to know them.
If they're putting on an act, you're going to catch them slipping up.
Yeah, because the mask falls off about, what, 4 months into the relationship, I've heard.
Sometimes. Depending on how often you're around one another.
Yeah.
You know, they can do
they can do it real quick.
The day and change it as soon
they
as
can
you
do
get
it
home.
Real quick. I've seen that.
Oh, you can. You got to try their patience.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to do that.
You can do that. I'm up to. I say, one, know your worth. Two, have some self-respect for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't fall over people like it's owed to them. They need to be trying to impress you because it's owed to you.
Right.
I mean, now, if you're just in your basement playing video games all day and not trying to improve your life in some way or another, well, maybe that's where it's coming from. But, yeah, if you even try to do just simple things to improve your life and your self-worth, it'd be worth it.
Right.
But, yeah, a lot of people won't even approach women with any kind of confidence just because they don't have any good self-worth.
Right.
Know? Like, why would they want me? I ain't anything special. Nobody wants to fuck me. Whatever.
And you know what, DP? Like, there's a lot of content out there on the internet that promotes that.
Yeah.
And these guys just, like, I'm not saying this is going to be like your fix, guys.
Yeah.
Do not say Johnny is saying that.
Right.
But changing your mindset and aiming a little higher in your life.
Yeah.
For, like, people to treat you better. You know, a little bit of that mindset goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, you get downtrodden a lot and everything like that. I had to change my whole career field because I'm just like, I feel like shit all the time.
Oh, right.
You know, I was, you know, a truck driver. I said it on this show before, so I'm not doxing myself. I don't care. And, you know, I show my face. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But But it's just like, you know, I was out there and I try to tell myself, all right, I'm going to have a good day. I'm delivering goods. People are going to appreciate this. But I always just felt like shit. And because when you go to these places, you're treated like a third class citizen all the time by people. You know, and so you're never getting a little bit of that appreciation back. So, you know, you need to have just that little positive influence in your life just to say, hey, I can aim higher, I can do better.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of times that's all it takes. And, you know, right at the moment, I'm far from fit. But...
Yeah.
I talked to them like they should listen to what I have to say, and usually they respond with some kind of respect. Not always. So there's some Karens out there, but yeah, if you talk to them like I belong here, you know, you might want to listen. Yeah, it's a good chance they're going to at least listen to what you have to say, unless, you know, there's trapped on their phones or anything like right. that, which happens more often today because it is just a pain in the ass. But yeah, I can't stay on my phone too long before I get bored with it, so yeah. I gotta be doing something.
Wait, what's up?
Oh,
get bored with what?
Oh, with my phone.
Oh, what's that?
Oh crap! Oh shit! Okay, come on.
Yeah,
get over that damn thing. All right, there we go.
Oh. This chat room is about to get a lot busier, all y'all know.
We're fine.
Okay. I mean, if it does, that's fine, because I'm going to cut the original show at 10 minutes. And then if you guys want to talk about whatever in the fuck you want to talk about, you can.
Yeah.
I'm talking to this dude that, I don't know, completely different situation. I'm arguing with this guy right now. He's Why? Saying, well, I'm arguing with this guy because basically he's saying that, I was talking about, you know, prostitution, if you get caught in this country, it's the effect of, they basically treat you like you're a pedophile. You get sex offender charges. And he's like, well, that's the way it should be. And I said, and then he says, and I said, no, that's not true. I said, I'm in favor of the New Zealand model and the Australian model. And he's like, oh, well, you're a degenerate coomer. And I said, well, yeah, thank you for calling me a degenerate, you know. And then I said, well, maybe one day I'll be as base and alpha as you are. And I laughed at him. And then after that, he's like, he said, oh, no, it's, what did he say? I mean, I don't really know this dude. But anyway, let me see. I'm gonna read the thing, because this guy was just, let's see here. He says to me, because it's been going on for a day. You know how you argue with people on and off. Like, sometimes I'll post something, then the next day you'll have something. But basically he said, you're totally satisfied with yourself. That's a whole other level of pathetic. How dare you? It's like, I'm a degenerate. Oh no, I'm pathetic. Oh no, the poor alpha trad cut guy thinks it. And I said, yeah, I don't give a shit about your opinion. He says, it's not an opinion, it's fact. I said, it's a subjective statement, and you know it. How you feel is not a fact. And he said, that's the difference between us. You are a nihilist coomer drug addict, and I believe in objective moral law. And I said, objective moral law is a false concept. You have to define the level of objective morality, because morals and values differ from country to country and culture to culture. So you have to make the objective morality based on your own, like, I mean, what morality are we coming from? Are we talking about something Islam? Because Islam has different morals and values than Christianity, and Catholicism has different values than that, and Buddhism has different values than that. It's like, where are you coming from? So that's the point. It's like, you're coming at me with your personal beliefs. Okay, so according to your subjective morality, I am this guy, right? But, objectively, I can't be. And the reason why... Alright, let me explain this in a very simple way. Objective means everyone agrees.
Yeah,
so, basically, The Room is an objectively bad movie.
Yeah.
Most people that would watch... It's funny. It's fucking funny as hell. But it's objectively bad.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying here, guys, is you have to have enough people that would share this this subjective value. If you have enough subjective value gathered together, it becomes objective. If there's enough scientists that agree on a point, it becomes an objective fact. So if you have enough people that say, yeah, I believe this is the truth, and then another person there says, I have data, and then another person says, I have data, then you have what you consider an objective fact. However, if you have contradicting data, which I have contradicting data, he's basically saying, oh, you just like masturbating, blah, 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 you just like, and we're not even talking about masturbation. We're talking about sex for pleasure. He doesn't like that idea. He doesn't like hiring a prostitute.
So he's Amish.
No, he doesn't like hiring a, well, he's trad. He's what they call trad calling.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, because I was so you're getting a prostitute, but you're open for a long-term relationship. Now, on one hand, yes, you're going out. It's a mutual arrangement. I don't try to arrest someone for ordering a steak at a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I saw a woman doing the same thing, like, oh yeah, I like to fuck at least 3 or 4 different male prostitutes a week, I'm not going to want to pursue that much further, because I'm like, yes, her vagina's going to kill me. It's going to make my dick rot and fall off. So it's a good chance they're thinking the same thing, different women. And I admire women that think like I'm worth more than just sex, because if they have something to offer besides sex, hell, there's a good chance I'll be able to tolerate them longer. If all they got sex, well, that ain't gonna last me long before I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Or I'll find something that they do and gets on my last
day. Yeah.
I cannot take it. But that would go with friends, except for the sex part. Like, shoot, I have friends that I meet. We have mutual things that we enjoy doing. Like, I guess, visiting battlegrounds and different historical areas. And so that's always fun. But I don't know. I don't think that would be... There isn't really anything at that point that they could do that would annoy you to, like, I don't want to be around them as easily as it would if you were dating and having sex with someone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I went on a tangent and then lost my point. But, yeah. It is nothing.
Yeah. Slide this way. All right. So, yeah. Now, see, the main issue, though, with trad cons, here's the problem with trad cons. A lot of these guys, they roll into white nationalism. I mean, legit white nationalism. When I say white nationalism, I'm not talking about the meme... heavy, you know, I'm talking about they legit want you to have white babies. They believe that the white population is shrinking, and if you don't have white babies, all the white people are going to be wiped out forever, and there'll never be any white people ever again. That's something they legitimately believe. Yeah. It's something that has been taught. And even though there may be some proof to that, making people have white babies or forcing them by your beliefs is not going to... It's not going, you know, forcing people to, or trying to force people, that's not going to work. You can't force people to get together and have kids that fucking hate each other. Like, oh yeah, but you got to have white babies for the good of the white race. That's like, the white race? Okay. Alright, let's think about the white race. What are some of the modern examples of the white race now?
White race, good credit.
You know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying...
Chick-fil-A.
No. I'm saying, what have you seen lately? You know how we used to always say that it was...
Really?
Okay.
All the white guilt is stupid as shit.
The white guilt is stupid, but also, you know, there's one thing we can't deny.
What is
white culture... totally embraced meth.
Embrace what?
Meth.
Meth?
Yes. That's not something you see black folks on. It's not something you see Mexicans on.
Yeah, you see them on crack.
Yeah, you see... Well, I mean, yeah.
Mexicans, heroin.
Heroin. So, but
Japanese, opium.
Really? I don't know
Chinese,
about that.
Probably Chinese, more or less.
Yeah,
opium.
But what I'm saying is... But the white people have a fucking drug now. And you
Japanese
see that.
Octopus.
And not only that, but... Not only that, but the opioid... And the meth.
Where that's coming from?
Yeah,
Mexico,
and the and the meth epidemic. It's a lot of white folks.
Well,
I mean, I hate to say it, but it's true. It's a lot of white folks.
They're
and,
a lot more about going to the doctor too than black people.
Yeah,
I know plenty.
And
of
I'm not saying
I mean,
that.
I think it may have gotten better.
Yeah.
Since. Probably 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But I remember
yeah.
that was a big issue years ago for black people not trusting doctors and not wanting to go to the doctor when something was wrong. That's also something they've attributed to early death rates in different cultural societies.
Yeah, I mean, now that we have an entire crew, I'll just extend the show.
All right.
All right. So, I mean, you're just playing. He's just playing Trepang too, anyway, which is a shooter.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I
if you like fear, you'll like it.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So, basically, we were talking about the white race. You know, they were talking about how. Oh yeah, I was arguing with a tradcon on the internet, and basically, the thing I've said about tradcons. What do you think tradcons want the most? White babies. Have white babies. Oh, you haven't bred. Oh, you horrible incel white man. You need to have white babies for us. And, like, those guys are fucking ridiculous.
I mean...
Because the whole thing is because I was arguing about a prostitute. He's like, well, if you're just a coomer or whatever, if you want to just fuck a prostitute. It's like, okay, so...
A coomer?
A coomer. Coomer means...
Is this the one that
coomer is just...
Everywhere.
Somebody explain the coomer topic to... The coomer definition to do
okay.
this.
Basically, someone who faffs a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just jerked off all day.
Yeah,
joke,
somebody...
Play on the word cum.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just somebody that sits and masturbates all the time.
I mean,
it
sometimes
is,
you gotta break some records, man.
Yeah, it is a... It is a, it originally was a comedy thing. Like, that was originally how it started. Because it started with No Nut November. And you would have to basically post a picture of a coomer, soy jack, if you failed. And, that's literally it. And now it's become this tradcon thing. Well, porn and masturbation is bad. But now it's not only that, it's like, prostitutes bad. You know, they believe anything other than having kids with your wife.
Yeah,
right now,
but they're the ones who turned marriage into prostitution. So fuck them.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No about divorce. That ain't gonna happen.
Excuse me.
You know, it's all prostitution. And, whether you're buying
gargle those trad cook balls are real good.
At least if you're paying for her services, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
If you're buying her dinner, you never know.
Actually, hold up. Not all the time.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It could be diarrhea.
Get your money back
restaurant.
Because you didn't get sex. But
hey,
I'm just
diarrhea
What's
and
up?
Sex, it's never good.
You should join my server again. We got lots of fun shit happening finally.
I heard.
Okay.
Motherfucker sent me a link.
That is cool. Oh, man. So, like,
hey,
the main...
I get it. You gotta do what you gotta do. A dead server's bitch made. I understand.
Now,
oh, my God.
The one thing, though... I was talking about the fucking submarine and how dumb... How much of dumbasses those guys were. You know, and
I
don't
know,
like
right?
that. Why is the internet telling us to fucking simp for these goddamn millionaires? Oh, the poor millionaires, the billionaires. The billionaires don't give a fuck about any of these people. Those billionaires wouldn't give a shit. They wouldn't piss on you to put you out if you were on fire.
No, that piss.
I mean,
no, but you know what? It is exciting to watch all the people fucking him and hell over whether these people made it or not.
Well... It almost tells you what...
Because let's be real. We all want to know that little man, the little Mad Cat controller that could.
Oh, my God.
It's a Logitech.
It's a Logitech.
I know it's actually a Logitech controller.
I've got one.
This is funny of a statement if I didn't say bad cats.
Well, I'll give you that.
I've got quite a few Logitech controllers. Tack, you might actually have that controller.
I had at one point the S510.
Yeah.
Which was the basically the wired version of that one.
They had the
F310, which I guess they still made, which was wired but no rumble. The F710, which is the one that they used in the sub, it's wireless and with rumble. And I had
the rumble controller, which was in between, with rumble, wired with rumble. Hold on, did the controller rumble while all this shit was going?
It was glitching horribly on me. I wonder if that was what the rumbling we heard.
I want to know what happened in the sub. It'd be funny if it was like literally get disconnected.
Apparently, it imploded like that Sunday. Sunday.
The controller did disconnect, but I was also under the impression the controller was in the cabin with them.
So I don't see
how that would have.
So where in the hell?
It doesn't matter. It's the main piece of equipment.
The main thing that killed them was the carbon fiber just gave out on them. They just died from the implosion.
Didn't they like ignore a bunch of safety warnings and checks?
Yes, literally went out of their way to do so. They deserve it.
And also, here's something that the company deserves it.
The passengers probably got hoodwinked by a very charismatic CEO who is now also jelly with said passengers.
Oh, man.
You know the crazy thing?
That's what I meant.
So, also, I got the information that originally the sub was supposed to go at least down to 44,000 meters. But they had to change that, and it's only suitable to 3,000 meters. So what they did is they pushed the sub 800 meters more than it was supposed to go down and what it was suitable for. And that's what fucking probably started messing it up. Now, it probably was okay if you went down 32, but because the Titanic wreck was so far down, they literally pushed that thing further than what it was supposed to go, and that's
first
what fucked it up.
Is get the tools
they made four trips before it, and it successfully.
Hmm. Wait, you know all the way down crazy thing, though?
Yeah.
You know the crazy thing?
They went down and couldn't find it, lost contact with their boat, and refunded the first people. I don't know if they actually saw the Titanic that time. They were 1,600 feet away from the Titanic, is where the wreck for that is.
Okay. And, of course, James Cameron skill checked them. He's basically like, okay, I've been down to the Titanic 100 times, and here's what you did wrong.
You know who actually commented on this? James Cameron.
That's like bragging. What I would have done is had my butler fix me a sandwich. He didn't do anything on a submarine.
He's gonna make Titanic 2, everybody can say.
I saw many documentaries on submarine paraphernalia.
I remember that fucking meme where it's like 111 years later and we've killed... We're increasing the body count 111 years later.
Yeah.
And Titanic's like, I think I'm back in business.
I keep thinking.
The crazy thing is, one of the guys who was on that sub, was actually a veteran diver who had actually done trips to the Titanic before.
That's weird.
So what you think he would have been like? This isn't safe. I'm not doing this.
Are we talking about the Titanic expert?
He was on there.
Just because they know about the Titanic, don't necessarily.
If he's an expert diver and he's dived down to the Titanic,
you aren't diving anywhere.
You know what?
You can't dive down to the Titanic.
He was an expert. Sub operator.
I guess he wasn't expert enough.
He was one of the first people to explore the Titanic wreckage,
And he made 35 dives to the site.
Are you sure
to the site? Because when, you said that
when
was
you say dive, are you meaning like in I one mean of those like
in a sub, obviously.
Oh, okay. Because
yes,
I'm like
there you go.
Yeah, because I'm thinking of like what is that fucking game with the water? Subnautica. Yeah, I'm thinking of that.
Boats
like
on
yeah.
Water,
yeah, you can't sense. Fucking do that actually in real life.
Boats
you dive that far
too.
Down, you're dead.
Yeah. No, and yeah.
Well, from what I know about from what I know about Subnautica, doesn't it also take place on an alien planet?
Well, the second one does. The first one doesn't. The second one does.
I thought they both did.
Do they?
Magica.
Apparently, they're supposed to come to GOG at some point. But oh yeah. So
you know what
that.
Game has been memed because of this? You ever hear of a short indie game called Iron Lung?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about that submarine game. The guy's really upset that it got so popular. He's like...
There's one called Silent Steel that I like that you were a captain on a submarine.
I know Markiplier's going to make a movie based off of it if he hasn't already finished it.
Ah, interesting. So we have another topic, and that would be the topic of the Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, and Andrew Tate is now involved in it. So basically, Musk and Zuck are going to fight each other in a cage match. I wanted Celebrity Deathmatch. I've always wanted Celebrity Deathmatch. Mm. And Andrew Tate says he's going to train Elon Musk. I think Joe Rogan should train him, though.
Yeah.
I mean...
Would we call this the Muskening or the Zuckening 2.0?
I don't know, but I just want to see somebody punch Zuck in the face.
I don't know.
I honestly, like...
Well, I mean, it'd be nice, but either one of them, who's ever fought a real person?
Well, Zuck...
Besides, he trains in Brazil.
Yeah,
dude,
he trains
in Brazil. I mean, the
Huh?
Well, I mean, I would think Zuck would have the advantage due to being a cyborg, but what do I know?
Oh, yeah.
That is potentially true.
Yeah, you know what was funny? The way that he went about accepting the match was, send me location. Like, it was the weirdest shit. He's like, you're on, or come on, let's do it. He's like, send me location. He didn't say that. He says, send location now. That's what he says. He literally says, send location now. And it totally sounds like a robot. I'm like, oh my God.
Dude, I know.
Musk is going to punch him one time, and there's going to be skin that...
Yo, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, dog.
So he's trained martial arts in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg.
Right?
Yeah.
Zuckerberg will annihilate Elon Musk, and the saddest part is all the Elon Musk fanboys will lose their goddamn mind.
But at the same time,
that would be unfortunate.
Wait, does that mean at one point when he has Elon Musk down, he just smears he just takes an Oculus and just shoves it in his mouth?
Yeah.
Choke on the meta. Choke on the meta.
I said, training in it doesn't really mean, though, that you're proficient in it at like certain situations. I'm sure the guy that's training him is like, come at me.
The only reason I said
this
is because he has been for years. He's been doing this for years, so he knows a few things probably.
I mean,
I like the meme that basically it was what Mark from MySpace.
Yeah.
He fucking just you see.
Tom from MySpace.
Yeah. Tom from MySpace. You basically see. Zuckerberg with
Tom's
with Elon's head like in a fucking headlock, and all of a sudden the guy dives in, and it's fucking Tom from MySpace.
Now, do you know what is the height of Elon Musk? Because there's
that would actually be pretty funny. Not gonna lie,
that would be funny.
Because you know, I heard that Zuckerberg's only like 5'7" or something.
I don't know.
So if Elon Musk, I think, might be 6 foot, might. I don't know 100% on that one.
Yeah, Zuck is fine. Wow, Zuck's shorter than me.
Yeah,
I'm like 5'9 to 5'10.
Oh, yeah. So my dad's 5'10. I'm like 6'5".
Yeah, you're 6'5". Yeah. I'm 6 foot. He's five inches taller.
10 inches long. No.
Elon is 6'1¼".
It's anyone's game. At
that. 1¼". Okay.
6'1¼".
All right.
Hey, you Damn. Count that quarter and you'd be proud.
And then
of
we had, what else did we have? Oh, yeah, the world.
Steve Jobs was 6'2". Wow.
Damn.
Who,
Steve Jobs.
Oh, well, now.
Yeah, Steve Jobs was 6'2". Damn.
Now it's 6 under now, and 6 horizontal.
Steve
I
Jobs.
I hadn't done the math yet.
Steve, okay, anyway, yeah, there was also, what was it? Oh, yeah, we were going to have the first world, no, European sex championships.
Oh, yeah, and the guy wasn't paying.
The guy people. Wasn't paying.
And
the guy
he
wasn't
let
paying.
One person
yep.
get by without an AIDS test.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was absolute fucking nightmare.
You're going to see me signing
and,
up.
And the woman, one of the women, she's like, well, I'm sorry for you people that paid for this, but I'll give you a trial subscription to my OnlyFans for, like, a month.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? That's the stupidest fucking thing.
I don't know how much tickets were, but...
Well, yeah, they're
like
not
going to
be...
Month,
yeah,
be
they're not
going
to be, like... I mean, it's not even that good of a porn star. It's just a regular, I feel bad.
They only have, like, 4 basic moves.
Yeah.
They have reverse cowgirl, downward dog, and, upside down deep throat.
Right.
Which...
Yeah, I've seen that quite a lot.
One
of my favorite
ones, because you really get that deep penetration there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when their mascara gets all fucked up and they're gasping for life. But, that's just me.
Damn.
There was a meme I saw. It said, when she gags, think about it. She chose your dick over air. So, there you go.
Oh, yeah. So, also, we need to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened yet, but DP might be moving on. I'm not saying he's going to leave the show, but you are changing jobs. So he's going to be a, we're not going to say, of course, the name, but he's going to be a security guard at a pretty big casino.
Son of a bitch.
So he's going to be getting steak every day.
Bukus.
Yeah, shrimp. Like, we're talking expensive fucking meals he's going to get for nothing.
Yeah.
So he's going to, they're fitting him for
Do
a seat right now.
Do you get free booze as well, or no?
You get free booze.
Probably not on the job.
Not on the job,
you're
but maybe.
Not allowed to gamble, of course.
Yeah, well, yeah. And by the way, we're not talking about just gambling when you're on the job. I'm talking about you can't gamble at any of those places, period.
Now, they didn't tell me all that. Wait a minute. I might have to turn this. No, I ain't turning
yeah.
I don't care about
that.
That means
no.
If you want to go to, like, if you want to, you can go to that, if there was one in California. You still couldn't gamble there.
Yeah,
I know. I'm just saying that, people that go there are like, I still want to gamble. No, they're paying you.
It's a chain of casinos.
Yeah, it's a chain. It's absolutely a chain.
I don't know what tribe runs it, but I've yet to meet one. I don't know. I think I saw
it's definitely
the
a
day.
Chain. It's definitely a chain. And one of the things about this area is it's not just the... casino, it's also the place where everybody goes to hook up. Like, literally, hook up. There's a lot of that going on. I've
really?
Already, I've seen it.
I know.
I've heard about
Last
it.
Last time I went, I had a girl come hit on me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're going to have that because there's probably some, I don't know that much about casinos. Anybody here pretty experienced with casinos? Know anything about goes on?
Nope.
Yeah, so now you're going to get the bar, and DP, you got to keep us posted with the bar hookers.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
Because there's definitely going to be bar hookers.
The key to turn that around is after sex. I was like, okay, carry the one, and you owe me $75.76. I don't know how much that is per inch of dick, but... we can work it out. We can
But yeah, there's definitely going to be prostitution and hookers. So, I mean, they're the same thing, but there's going to be hookers. So,
what about blackjack and hookers?
Yeah.
You can't have hookers without blackjack.
Yeah, and blackjack. But you can't participate in the blackjack.
So I can't gamble.
I don't know how to play blackjack, but I've always played it, without real money involved.
It would be funny if they got investigated for prostitution. I would laugh. I was like, it's a casino. What did you expect?
Our local Chinese restaurant got FBI for prostitution.
Yeah. It was a rub and tug. They were apparently running a rub and tug in the back.
It's restaurants. They didn't have any massage parlors.
Yeah.
The cream of Sun Young guy was awful fresh.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was...
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's going to be doing that, so I don't know how many shows he's going to be on. It all depends on schedule. I mean, he's closer to me, but that doesn't mean...
Right next door.
Yeah, literally, like, right across the street. But the problem is...
It may be a later show, because the one that I'd be off for is, like, the 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so we'd start... We'd do... See, I've got no problem doing a 1 o'clock show.
So I'd be in about that time.
Yeah, so we'll probably do a 1 o'clock show on certain days, and I've got no issue with that. I mean, some of you may not be able to get, may not be able to get onto it, but that's just how we're going to have to do it so we can continue. And of course it'll be interesting because I'm sure you're going to have a lot of stories.
Oh yeah. Well, after 90 days, they say you can, do a different schedule if you want.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to the stories,
man. I've heard mixed reactions. I've heard some people say they hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard from one of the main heads up there is that they can't find people that want to work in this town, not just Walmart.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's... And believe me, this town is full of people that don't want to work. Just lazy ass.
That's
another thing. Yeah, if you can't work, you ain't gonna have much.
We had a guy get fired for stealing a pair of pants.
Because he thought it was owed to him. They were in.
Yeah.
He got stains on his... Fuck it. Don't wear your Sunday pants to unload a truck.
Yeah.
Don't be a dumbass.
Yeah. If you're going to unload a truck or do anything, like, I mean, Johnny, you know about that. You go to the places where they unload the trucks. You know that's a fucking...
Don't wear your good shit. And I have to unload trucks too, don't wear your good shit.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, there's a guy that used to come in. All right, I'll tell you a story. There was a guy that came in, wore his Sunday best. I mean... Brand new shoe,
Dallas.
Yeah, old Dallas. He'd come in wearing everything, brand new clothes. And he looked sharp. But guess what? He was working paint. Well, no, he was working the truck, and there were two, giant buckets of primer, paint primer. And they were stacked upside down. So you know what this guy did? He picks up the paint primer and the bucket, the lid busts open. So an entire bucket of paint primer dumps all over his brand new clothes. Brand new sneakers. These are expensive sneakers.
Nice designer jeans.
These are all very expensive clothes.
Of course.
And he's like, they owe me pants.
Old shirt.
They owe me pants and they need to reimburse me. And we're like, they're not going to do that.
Nope.
This is just the stupidity that we have seen. And this man, he's going to be an orthopedic...
Not really
No. Just not stupidity. He's not a stupid guy. He just made a stupid decision.
It's people thinking at fashion over function.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really.
Like, I buy little $7 shirts here and there. I mean, if I get messed up, it is what it is. It's not a big deal.
He buys his condoms discount. So what? There's a hole in every fourth one. Things happen.
I don't know. I mean, they have some pretty decent ones. I got a Dragon Ball and a Cowboy Bebop shirt, a bunch of other stuff. I'm like, it's what it is. They were out of Punisher skulls. The Punisher skull shirts. Yeah, I know. I figured you got one, but they were out of
the town over.
They were out of my size. They were out of my size. I take an XL, and I'm like, damn it, I'm not wearing a 2XL because it's gonna be like a dress on me.
You know what my size is, man? I'm a man, so yeah, that's the size I got.
But I was noticing there was one shirt that upset me because I looked at it, and it was in the women's section, but it had waifus on it.
And
I'm like, God damn it!
Didn't it?
No, I was like, God damn it. I want, like, a men version of that. I know that looks weird, but I want that.
He says, my name shall be Senorita Grimm from now.
No. No, it was one shirt. It was a black shirt and had three waifus. And I was like, damn it, I want that shirt. And it wasn't, like, any waifus from a particular show. It was just waifus, you know, from, you know, various anime. Okay, just that style. And I was like, I want that. And, well, didn't happen.
Right.
I mean, well, I'm not going to wear women's clothing.
Are you not?
No. I mean, because, the way the thing, it was made in what they call, like, a baby doll size, where it doesn't look like a man's shirt. It looks like a, yeah, it has, like, they cut the sleeves off of it. And it's almost kind of like a lacy thing. So I was like, I don't really want
to
wear that.
You might have to make some adjustments, put your lace elsewhere.
Yeah. It'd be nice for the doll, but I don't think I'm getting that. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get that for the doll.
Yeah, I forgot. I completely forgot. Didn't think about it. Would have been good. But anyway.
I mean, it's still there, probably.
No. What? I looked. It's gone.
Oh, wow. Didn't think we had that many.
We do.
Fans in our town.
We do. We have a lot. Man, this people wear anime shirts. Men and women all over the place.
I show up, but I only see them at rare occasions.
I see them all the time. I always see some people wearing anime shirts now.
What, do you ever see the guy at talks about wanting to have girls fart in his face and shit?
You know, we never talked about that guy. Okay.
I get a laugh every time I see him, and he knows you.
Have
you
seen him? Have you seen him recently?
Not anytime recently.
Okay, because I remember this guy.
It's been over a year.
All right, so this is kind of a sad story, but I guess we'll tell it. Okay, so there was a young, guy that used to interview bands, you know, he used to work with bands, he's been to several Mushroomhead shows, you know, just all these different shows, he used to be all these shows. Now, girls would tell me he always kind of seemed a little creepo, like that he was, before he got the brain cancer, he was always one of these guys that they said was kind of skeevy. Like, he would try to mess with the girls, and maybe younger ones that he shouldn't mess with. But anyway, this guy got brain cancer.
Damn, I didn't know Castile was getting up to all of that
shit. This guy has brain cancer, okay? Well, he had it. He had brain cancer, and basically, they had to remove the tumor, and it caused some damage.
It's not a tumor.
He has issues where he basically, what he was doing is going up to all these girls, and the bad thing about it is, he was really involved with the music industry because he had musicians, labels, everybody contacting him and working with him. So he's talking to all these musicians and he was going up to all these girls and asking for sexual things. And the musicians and the girls, everybody was like, what the hell are you doing? And they didn't realize that his brain was all fucked up and messed up. That's literally what he was doing. He was starting to harass people and he's talking about how much he liked farting. How much he liked to hear women fart. And he was just going to every woman. And there were women coming to me talking about this guy. Talking about how he won't stop talking about these really sick stuff. And he wants to share nudes. And he talks about how he wants me to fart. And I mean,
he wants you to fart, you or a girl?
No, the girl. The girl was saying that. The girl was like, he won't stop trying to share nudes. And he won't stop trying to, like, he's asking the girls for nudes. He's, like, the biggest simp, and he's also telling him he wants to, can you fart for me and all this stuff?
Man,
and
they should be happy. That's called easy money in their business. Just eat some dairy, bitch.
Now, by the way, guys, this was about three years before OnlyFans.
Collect that money.
So now there's a woman that was actually selling her farts in jars. That's a real story.
Yeah.
And this guy would have loved something like that. Now, it was getting so bad that basically his grandmother gave him internet access, right? So we kept going to tell, it's like, grandma needs to cut him off the internet. And it wasn't just me. You had record labels. You had musicians. I'm talking good, big, you know, relatively known musicians. Literally trying to get hold of grandma and telling grandma to get this boy off the damn internet.
He should have known because first rule of music industry.
He
don't
had,
tell him where you get
he
your
had
internet.
The FBI after him. Yeah. He had all kinds of... You can't go up to random people and And I mean, of course, they understood more because he had a brain tumor removed. So his brain, when you remove somebody's a tumor and it fucks with your, yeah, that's.
It don't take much to figure that puzzle out.
Yeah. So, but finally, grandma did it. Finally, grandma removed internet. This guy was the biggest incel I ever met. I mean, this was pre, and there wasn't even a thing. This was way before any of that shit happened. There wasn't even a word for it back then. This guy was just really creepy and weird, and all the
Timeline.
Yeah, and all the girls were talking, were coming to me. It's like, what do I do? What do I say? It's like, ignore him. Leave him the hell alone. Get away from him. He's crazy. And they're telling
me, you're an expert in these matters. What would you do?
Run! Leave him alone. Get away from that guy.
Run fast, run far.
Yeah. And they're like, well, he was like this when he was... I said, what was he like before all this? She said, oh, he's a really creepy dude. He would always kind of try to prey on young girls. I was like, well...
Agent Smith, we got to stop this man. He's into biological warfare.
Yeah, he was...
And we all know...
He was a bad egg. So, I mean... We saw him in the local store maybe about once or twice. And he started asking about death. He would start talking about death all the time. Oh, somebody died. Am I going to die? When am I going to die? Like, it's definitely brain tumor shit.
We're all dying.
Yeah, it's like, we're all dying. I'm afraid of death. I don't want to die. Blah, 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 blah. He would go into that. And he would constantly talk. He didn't want to. And he would constantly talk about it over and over and over again and drive people absolutely nuts. And
then they're like, wait, someday I'm going to die.
No. But then after that, people just stopped. I mean, it lasted for way longer than it needed to.
Yeah.
And it got way too many people involved.
From him now?
No, actually, I think I blocked the guy, but I think he's not on the social media anymore.
He couldn't go on without your friendly words.
I'm pretty sure that he's been completely blocked off social media and off the internet. I keep telling him, get off the internet. Go on the... He's like, he didn't do anything. He didn't play games. He had a computer on the computer all the time. Didn't play games. He just wanted to talk to girls about farts. That's all
he
wanted
to
do.
To talk to somebody.
Well, and fuck. He was constantly horny. It's like...
Well, he wasn't fucking anything.
Yeah, he wasn't fucking anything. So, and again, the guy was fucked up. So, I don't know.
He couldn't fuck, but he was still fucked up.
Yeah, he was fucked up.
Play on words.
Well, he was a fucked up guy. He was a fucked up guy before the brain tumor. You know, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, but still, you know, that's awful.
Japanese sword. Ooh, they're ninjas.
Uh-oh.
We got ninjas.
Uh-oh. Anyway, yeah, how do you think of this? What do you think of this game so far?
It's pretty fun so far.
Yeah, I bought this game for $25. Not
too
bad.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's Trepang 2. Trepang 2. It's Team 17. It's the spiritual successor to Fear. So, if you like Fear, you'll like this game. And it's got like fucking 9 and 10s on Steam. People love this game. It's old school. It's not like new school FPS. It's more retro kind of style, but it's more modern graphics. So
what, like a boomer shooter?
Not that retro. I'd say it's like a 2000 something shooter, but it's got way better graphics. So yeah. It looks, I mean, it's fun. He hasn't been fighting any monsters or anything yet, but there are monsters in there. He's just basically fighting, just terrorists or whatever, military guys, something. It looks fun. It's fun to watch. People like to watch the footage. But, yeah. So, let me see. I'm going to cut this one, but I guess... I'm going to jump in and kind of explain some things that I don't want to talk about on the show. So I'm going to jump off real quick and... I'm not going to jump off. I'm going to end this and then I'll talk to you guys about that stuff. So just give me a minute or two and I'll be right back. All right. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out. And I will see you guys next time on Grim Rants Live. All right. Later. We're out.